Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the Intern on the phone with my good buddy Dwight from Tri-Lakes RV. Now, I actually talked to a buddy of mine who is a lot more paranoid than myself, and he luckily has a big, giant farmland, and he told me over the weekend that he was packing his family up, getting in the RV, and they were going to stay on the farm till this whole thing blows over. Dwight, you guys seen an increase in business because of that?
Mainly, we had an RV show a couple weeks ago, and we had pretty good turnout for that, and we've had decent people coming through the door, and just the normal spring open up thing. So, haven't been truly affected in so far. It's the main thing with the campgrounds and everything. I've heard a little bit of leakage coming through that some of the park attendants and stuff were not going to be available at the campgrounds, but the campgrounds are still open. So, and then there's privately owned parks. There's still going to people get out. I mean, one better way to get away from all this than being in your camper, self-quarantining your camper at a campsite at the lake, I think would be ideal.
Especially with the weather turning warm, and not a bad idea. I mean, if you can get service, you could work from the side of a lake somewhere sitting in your RV.
Yes, definitely.
So, well, that's good to hear, man. How are you guys holding up?
Service is doing great. There again, we keep a backlog, so we're pretty well back until about April 15th and going on as far as on service. So we're not seeing any hit quite yet, but hey, you never know. We're just going to ride this thing out, man.
Well, good to hear, Dwight.
Different type of lifestyle.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Well, good to hear from you, Dwight. I'm glad you guys are keeping your head above water, and I'll be in touch in the near future.